Okay, very simple. Bez Hashem, tonight we'll talk about the inyanim of dreams. The first reaction that, again, the same idea when I spoke about Ayin Hara, we spoke about superstition, so the first reaction when somebody came to me today said to me, I hear you're giving out dreams tonight. No, dreams, there's not really much to it. Like you go and say, dream, what's our concept of fantasy? It's a dream, it's a dream. There's nothing to it. So let's first, Bez Hashem, before we get to the Shailas, let's see where what Shas and Paiskim have to say about the matter. Is there such a seriousness given to dreams? Do they exist? Do they have any nafkaminas, lavacha? Are they something to reckon with? Or is it something just right off? It's just a dream. It's a fantasy. It's not real. So let's see, Bez Hashem, we'll see what the Chayshim Mishpat have to say, what the Seven Ezra have to say, what the Zayir Chaim have to say, the chule. The Maisa, the whole Shas and Paiskim is filled with dreams. The whole Shas, everywhere you turn in Shas and Paiskim, you're filled with dreams, taking up of nafkaminas, lavacha. I'll give you a dogma. In Yadadayasim in Reishu, it's a Gemara quote in the Tadim. What happens to the person? He makes a nether in a dream. Yadadayasim in Reishu. He makes a nether in a dream. And I once heard one of the Chupas, the Chassam Sefer, speaks about, he made a nether in a dream, that he's not going to have Kibrox this year. That sounds like mamish, more like a nightmare. I prefer those who Kibrox. But upon him, he made such a nether in a dream. It's a nether chal, it's a nether nadcha. What's the halacha? Halacha lemaisa, we pass in, Shulchan Aruch brings 2 days. The person makes a nether in a dream. One day is he does have to worry about it. One day is he doesn't have to worry. Says the Rabbi, yesh lachish. You should be worried. You should make Ataris Nidarim on such a thing. And so pass in Chassam Sefer, especially if it's a mitzvah, some aspect of a mitzvah, for example, maybe like a box, a chumra, etc. A kapan is such a nether, he has to worry about, it's chal, he has to worry about, he has to at least make a Torah on it. Why should that be? The Chassam Sefer explains, because if it's an inyan of a mitzvah, so then we assume, we're going to see Bez Hashem, that what a person dreams about, a lot of times we could be mitzvahs to what he's thought about during the day. Once you think about doing the inyan shal mitzvah, it could be that chal and nether already. Look, but there we say it has to be a gemar das, it has to be more serious than that, but at least we see already, and that is something to reckon with. Number one, number two, you go by through in your day, it's in Shidin Lamedavid. Also, Gemara in the Dorim Tachetz. The Gemara says over there, what happens? They put you in the Chayim in a dream. Gevalt. A person, Kadosh Baruch Hu, puts you in the Chayim in a dream. Says the Gemara, and Kach is Mupsik Lamoch. I remember 2 years ago, I sat on such a base thing. Mind listen. So somebody was put into Chayim in a dream, and he needed a squadron of 10. Yidden to go and to be matter that nether, because says the Shulchan Aruch and Yeridayas and Shimon Hamadavid, you have to be worried that this is a simin from Shemayim. He's putting you into Chedem, and the Meili, you have to be matter of the nether, and that's how we paskin lamocha. You see a nether in a dream. You see a dream that it has koyan. No, weiter. What about in Chayshin Mishpat? Says Bemis is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mechayra, throws a curveball on the Indian. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Chof Tetz, Amit Beis, the Pkaskin Vavoche, Chayshin Mishpat, Simen Beis, Simen Hei. What does it say over there? There was a fellow, his father came to him in a dream, and his father told him, go to a safe deposit box in the bank, the gold is green bank, and over there you'll see that there's safety deposit box number 483, and over there there's $48 million. There's 48 million pounds over there. Go and take it out. And by the way, it's a because then I really owe it to somebody else. Next day, his father died. Next day, goes to the bank, puts in the magic number, then opens up the bank, $48 million. As I put the tactic is up, mamish right there. So what's the halacha? Paskin Shulchan Aruch. Dibrei, chaloimis, loy maimlin, veloy mi ridin. The chaloimis is garnish, the dream is nothing. To contrary to what we just said. Why? Says the Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to worry about it. The money is yours, because it's your father's safety deposit box. But that which your father sent to the cousin, that only came from a dream. If he has a raya, it's his $48 million, let him bring it a raya. If he doesn't have a raya, the chaloyim is not a raya. So that he's a curveball. Now we see that dreams don't have a role in halacha. Oy, we see, excuse me, oy, maybe he never has it. Maybe this is not expression, mishpat the other day. It's a meisim with the Plotzker guy, the Meinei HaChochme. Anybody who knows from the Messiah knows the Meinei HaChochme. The Plotzker guy, he was a meisim that somebody came in a dream. So at first he said, there were 3 people, Nefesh, that they drowned. It's a meisim, Mamish brought in the Chubas, the Meshivas Nefesh, that 3 people had drowned, and they couldn't find the bodies. And one of them came to his mother. It's already a shayla. How come he didn't come to his wife? He came to his mother, and he told his mother where his body was, where they could find his body. They went there. The next day, they found the body. The mamish found the body. The only thing was, if the body had already had gone over, like the Gemara Yevamah says, once a certain amount of time, it's already decomposed, and they weren't able to tell. One of the cheshbonim that the Plutzker Goyim is makel over there in the Akuna Shaila to be matter the Akuna was he was mitzarif the dream. The dream, the dream doesn't, he had other tzerufim. But you later role of the guy. He said, look, the dream, in the first, the dream told exactly where to go, and he was made, he was matter the akuna, api, one of the tzirufim. Another case, gittin, where to make a gittin, nafkamin in the names. Ozaru ala tzadik, uli yitzrei leik simche. Says the hate of Zaru and that's done it. Why did he call his name? His name wasn't Or, his name wasn't Zaru. What's going on over here? So up there, the Balach, I don't know who comes in the dream, but the fellow who comes in the dream, the Balach Haloimis, I don't know who, but the Balach Haloimis came to him in the dream. And the Balach Haloimis told him, you know how you spell Red Akiva? You know, it's all Shaila, we all know. You spell Akiva with the Aleph, or you spell Akiva with the Hey? No. The Or Zavua Paskins, Laloch Lemaitza. And that's how, Loya Leino on a guest, on a Ksuva, that's how he Paskins, Laloch Lemaitza. Akiva with the Hey. Not coming to the why? The Balach Haloimis told him. How did he know that? Because Ur Zavu Al Asadi Ule Yitre Lei Simcha. If you do it, the last letter in every one of those words is Reb Akiva. Trust me. Or Resh Zarua Ayin. And the last one is Lasadi Yitre Simcha. Simcha spelled with a Hey. So he paskins Alocha the Maitse. I'll be a dream. I'll be a dream that we spell the name Akiva. It's an Afkamina. You write the name Akiva with the Aleph, with the Hey, Afkamina for the Mamzer. That's a great Afkamina. So that's Ipatkin Zaloche, I'll be a dream. Noch an Afkamina. Maybe it's only in Ebenezer Chayshin Mishpat. Hey, you heard it there? But what about in Oideh Chayim? Oideh Chayim, packed with dreams. In Oideh Chayim, Simin Pop, Reish, Nun, Aleph. Over there in Sivkotin, Yud, Aleph. Over there, tells the Maitse mit the Rakanti. It's Rakanti of the Rishayim. Rakanti, one night, he saw a dream. It's an interesting dream. Who is this Maisa? In the Beis Yaitzit, brings the whole Maisa, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Tafresh in the Aleph. What was the Maisa? It's all in the middle of the night. So a chosid. It didn't mean chosid. It means chosid. 1,000 years ago, everybody was a chosid. It's a chosid in his dream. And in the dream, he was writing the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yud, K, Vav, K. No, he wrote the Yud, he wrote the K, he wrote the Vav. And then the Kof, the Hey, he wrote further away on a different line, on a different page. So the Rekanti said to him, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're not supposed to write the Shem Hashem like that. So he said, no, this is how we do it. Said, no, you're making a mistake. That's not how you write the Shem Hashem. And he woke up. It was just a dream. That morning, goes to shul. Pitom, he sees the chassid in the front taking his lulav and his etzer. And the lulav is given to the lulav was over here, and the etzer was far apart from the lulav. It wasn't touching. And he chapped, the lulav is connected to Yud-K, Vav-K. And he chapped, it must be that this is the Borei Olam trying to send me a message that I'm supposed to hold the lulav in Esrig. And he went over to the chassid and he said, that's not how we hold. He said, this is how I hold. He says, no, that's not how you hold the lulav in Esrig. Yud-K, Vav-K has to be together. Who brings this halacha? Marana Bet Yosef. Top Rishon Aleph, Yud Aleph. Halacha L'maisa P.O. Dream of place. Where else? The Kovoy. That beautiful tefillah. The tefillah, the Gemara in Baba Mitzvah 7, that Tamach on the page, that tefillah can kill people. That tefillah can kill. Burachim packed with Kayach and Kayach. Any day, anytime you see something bad, maybe a Machshemais, you say Burachim on Thursday and you get them back. Burachim. Who brings down this Burachim? The Kovoy. In Simin Yurches, brings the Nusach from a dream. From a dream, the whole Nusach of the Helika, the Huratim Ayin Shom, not the whole thing, parts of it, Ayin Shom. The Huratim comes from a dream. The story with the Nesanet Toykif that everybody knows, you know, you read on the bottom there, the Artful Siddur, the story. But the last line in the Artful Siddur, what did it say over there? The last line says that the dream, how come we were Machnis, the Helika, of the Gansi Yod, the most holy field of the Gansi Yod, in the most Helika time, is what? The Nesanet Toykif. And why were we machnis it into our tefillah? How did it get to Siyat Shmaya? From a dream. He came back in a dream and he told the Talmud, be machnis it in to halacha. All from a dream. Like the barputa fish. This reminds me of the story of Amoritz. We'll see in a minute. Barputa. Who's the bar? I think in English, I think, I'm not mistaken, barputa is the sturgeon. Could be that the machlek is through. Shaila is a sturgeon fish kosher? Again, I don't know, sturgeon, I think it's a sturgeon fish. Is it kosher or not? This was a machlekes, I'm showing him, Godl Ma'oit. Big, a grace of machlekes. What's the shaila? Stop, Naimra Muzger. What's the shaila? The shaila is we know that a fish, in order to be kosher, the ichor it needs to have scales. The ichor has to have scales, just, the Rabban explains to us, you need a fin, why? Any fish that has a scale, big atua, then it has a fin. Why? Because the way the scales grow is at the top of the water. The only fish that can get to the top of the water is if he has a fin to get up there. But if he has just fins and no scales, he's of course not kosher. You have to have skin, fins and scales. Says the Rabbeinu Ephraim, what about this fish, the barbuta? What's the shaila? It's also brought over there in Simin Pei Gimel. Gimel in Yoyidadeya. How are you going to remember for the rest of your life Simon Pei Gimel in Yoyidadeya discusses fish? Because Pei Gimel, gefilte fish. That's how you remember for the rest of your life. Gefilte fish. Look, the kids are... Pei Gimel discusses this fish, our friend, the Barbuta. Rabbi Ephraim wanted to say, this fish is kosher. What was the shame that the fish should be kosher? Go and check. Does the fellow have fins? Does he have scales? Take a look, right? Not so simple. Because a scale is something, it's like the Gemara tells us in Chulin, somewhere over there, that the Gemara tells us in Chulin that the scales is just like an armor of the fish. It's an armor. It's not the actual body of the fish. So what if you have scales sometimes that when you peel it off, you rip off the skin too? That might not be called a scale, right? That's not a scale. So the shayla on this barbuta, the sturgeon, is the scales. They come off, but they have to be soaked in the hot water, this, that. They come off after a while. But it's not so partial. Is that called a scale? It's not called a scale. A world war. Big machlekes. Rabbeinu Ephraim, of the grace of Bali Tosfosim, wanted to say that this fish is kosher. No, that's called a scale, and it's kosher. No problem. What happened? That night, listen to Hashem Meisah, that night, they came to Rabbeinu Ephraim in a dream. Who came? The butler. The butler is always the problem with the butler in a dream. The butler comes, he opens up, comes to feed him his food that night. And he opens up the food, he takes off the tray, and he feeds him. And he says, what is this? This is shratim shrimp. What is this? Achmedish kingoi, this lobster shrimp. What is this? So he told him, no. This they told us to bring to Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim woke up in the morning, and Rabbeinu Ephraim said, must be that the barbuta fish is not kosher. That's what he paskin loved, and they hold it's just like shrimp. And Rabbeinu, that's what they were coming to show me in Shemayim, and he was chayzer on his pesach. And you know what this din from the Nei Debi Yehuda, the Gizot, the Shiva Tzion? He said, boss, he was right on the original psak, and he was wrong to be chayzer. So we have this big problem. Do we go with the dream? Not with the dream. Am I in the story of the Amharot? Who's the Amharot? The king of the Amharotzim. Head of the conservative movement. What was the mitzvah? He wrote an article, as in the olden days. And they actually wrote articles that had some kind of Jewish content. No, they didn't have real Jewish content. He wrote an article to explain why our friend the swordfish is kosher. Now, anybody here knows the swordfish of course isn't kosher. It has fins and it doesn't have scales. So of course it's not kosher. But he wrote an article and he brought a raya that the swordfish is kosher. What was his raya? It was brentzer chazei filter essen swordfish fish. But he brought a raya so tuna dishkinukam. He brought a raya swordfish is kosher. What was his raya? Go and look in the encyclopedia Talmudica. And look over there and you'll see, today, what's it called? Talmudica. And you'll see over there that the swordfish is kosher. You go to the encyclopedia, I'm going to tell you all a secret now. You don't have to go and read the shtetl. I'll tell you all the secrets. You go over there and look in the encyclopedia Talmudica, written by Talmudic Chachamim. But they wrote the swordfish is kosher. We'll have to take the book, burn it with the swordfish. No. You look inside over there and it says like this. There are certain fish that have fins and scales. Those are kosher. Then you have certain fish that only have fins, and certainly they are not kosher. And one of the pictures of the fish that is not kosher is a picture of the swordfish. So he was medayik in the picture, right? He took on the top, it said, fish that are, that must have been, the fish that are kosher, fins and scales. And he saw the picture of the swordfish, mefurish, in the sefer, and taikapurit amurik, and then it's mutta to eat a swordfish. Nah, mitzvah to kill him. Oh, let me get by it. But this you see came from where? From a dream. A dream. We passed in the shiloh of a fish from a dream. No, weiter, the Sefer Chassid. I mean, yes, we know already. The whole Nath is filled with dreams. I don't have to tell them. I'll over here. I'll be Melech with Sada, Yaakov, Yosef, Paroi, Mamish. Dream after dream. Bilam after dream. Dream after dream after dream. Everything's with the dreams. But the shiloh is, Sefer Chassid says that the Rishonim, the Rishonim, the Sefer Chassidim was a vision. He's referring to the Ge'onim. They believed more in the koyach of a dream than the koyach of a maifis. They were more mispile. Hakacha is shvayt over there. What would happen if we would see maifis and true? He says, look, a maifis is a dream. A dream is a direct speaking straight from the primary eye. I mean, trying to give you a message straight. The maifis is trying to maifis. Get any other image from the maifis, yeah? But a dream, that's a shvayt. That's what the Kaddish Baruch Hu talking. So the first shvayt, writer, a smag in his akdomo. The smag writes, why did I write my sefer? Well, I wasn't going to write my sefer. I felt I wasn't going to write a sefer. They came to me in a dream. They said, write. They came. They told them to write. No, also a dream. All came from a dream. The Gemara in Brachas says, a person who goes 7 days, all these Gemaras in Brachas, daf nun hey, nun vav, a person goes 7 days without dreaming, it's a bad sin. It is not a bad sin. It's not. It's nishkin galechta. It's a serious thing. A dream is a serious thing. Now, the Gemara says, What? Before we start, like, what is this? Why is a dream? What exactly is going on in a dream, the cloud, that it has this serious matter? The Gemara tells us there are three things that require tefillah. Right? What are they? Ashana toiva. Yeah, with ashana vadi, you have to daven the whole ashana. A melech toiva, you get a bad melech, you get a daven, right? And who's the third? A dream. To get a good dream, about it, but it's a big agnes nefesh, it's a big tzar, you have to daven. For why? So Mashal explains, no, a dream is the Bayrei Olam is talking to you. The Bayrei Olam is talking to you, that's the message you get. You get, the person who's giving that message is the Bayrei Olam. That's who you have to get, that's who you have to listen to. He says to Zohar, a person, what happens, a person, he gets a dream, he decides, that's the one of Misyakas too. We'll see which dreams you don't necessarily have to be Misyakas too. But he says, he gets a dream, he doesn't care from the dream, man. I'm not worried about the dream. He quotes a Gemara and learns differently the story of that Gemara. He says it's like a letter that wasn't opened. He got a letter from the Bayrei Olam. We actually learned a different Shatni Gemara. But he says he got a letter from the Bayrei Olam. The Bayrei Olam is trying to talk to you. He's trying to give you a message. And what do? You just don't answer the letter of the cloud. That's not that. You can't do that. We'll see which dreams you do answer and which dreams not. But it's the way the Bayrei Olam talks to you. Says the Gemara, why does the Bayrei Olam give us dreams? Zok the Gemara, there are two things. There's lightning. Everybody knows here why Kadosh Baruch Hu gives lightning. Today, to make you, to get you nervous. To get you to do tshuva. Scared. One time I heard by Rav Shlomo Zalman, by the Tzatz of Rav Shlomo Zalman, I was there when a lightning bolt went off. Lightning bolt went off. Boom. That's a pachad. I thought myself, say it's lightning. No, you're dying of scared lightning. What? A pashti doesn't give the chinuch and shloim the zalb nor bach's health. You hear lightning? Like a chivo. Zokti Gemara, the same thing by a dream. If you have a bad dream, what are you supposed to do when you have this dream? It's a message that Bayrei Olam is trying to talk. We'll see which dreams not, which dreams yeah. But certainly, to just misyakha, dreams, nothing, the whole shas, the whole place is filled with dreams. And just to pretend it's going to go on in life, say, go and mitch b'chlal. There's maisa, I want to hear from the stolen of Eva. One time, you see this figure, somebody mizaycha, have him in his house. It was years ago in New York. And Stone Rebbe, one time he sees him 3 o'clock in the morning, fully dressed, downstairs in the living room. So he comes down, he sees this sight, and it looked like he had been there for like an hour already. So he said to the Rebbe, it's okay, the Rebbe can't shluf him. So Rebbe said, what? You didn't hear the lightning? There's lightning outside. So he said, the lightning woke you up. No, the lightning, vice stories, the Bayrei Olam wants me to do tshuva. So I came down, I got dressed, I said, tshuva. When you get a message from the Bayrei Olam, you can't just knock it on the head. You have to reason with the message. I once heard a maisa. I once told the stipler going. They told the stipler going, yeah, we'll talk about the Hashem, but we'll get there in a minute about our Tavis Chol and what you do if you have a bad dream. But they once told him, hey, the Briskerov had Moira from a dream. Had Moira, Machtasacha, Tavis Choloimus. The Briskerov had Moira from a dream. Zot the stipler going. He said, the Brisker Rav had Moira from nobody. Anybody knows any story, anything about the Brisker Rav, knows the Brisker Rav had Moira from nobody, chut from Bayrei Olam. But when the Brisker Rav, when he gets a dream, so he's getting the direct message, he had Moira nor from the Bayrei Olam. So since he gets a message from a dream, Havadah has a frach, not from the dream. He doesn't have Moira from Shum Kain Zach in the belt. But when he gets a dream, he gets a bad dream, it's a message from the Bayrei Olam. He reckons with it, he opens it, he deals with it. He doesn't just say, it's just a dream, what should I do? Now, what's a dream? The cloud, what is a dream? The Medrash Tehillim, such a beautiful Lashon. Medrash Tehillim, without debate, such a beautiful Lashon. The Medrash says, what's a dream? At Neshama, the whole day, it takes the Lashon of the Medrash. It's like a grasshopper. Lashon of the Medrash, tied up to the goof, it's tied to a wall. And the grasshopper, the Neshama Kedoshah, tries to get out the whole day. He wants Toivi, he wants Mitzvot, he wants Yishmael. But we need a book. Here, we gotta go here now. We gotta do this. We gotta be Isaac in this, avoid in this, and this, and this. But he wants just tell you that you're Shemai Mitzvah. Oh, but at night, you can't take it anymore. What happens at night? At night, they let this grasshopper, says the Medrash Tehillim, free. And he's mishaitit b'koilai mamas. Says the Medrash Tehillim, that's the Neshama Kedoshah, and that's what a dream is. They take your Neshama at night, and they let him soar. And that gives him that ruchnis charge. Gives him that, that recharge. That he can make it through the next day. The Neshama Kedoshah is a beautiful Medrash. He said, that's what the dream is. A dream is, he's mishaitit to all of the world. And all day long, and that's how he gets his ruchnis tikkakoyachas, and that's what goes on in a dream. It's a real thing. You read that person's mitzvahs, that is the Neshama Kedoshah. It's Maisa. They do, everybody knows here. Maisa mit Arizal, famous Maisa. They saw his lips moving in the middle of the night. I heard the different Nisach, when Nisach, I heard Nisach. The Nisach, somebody told me, the Amiti Dik in Nisach. He said, the Arizal's lips were moving. And he's still in the back of the... And they asked him, when he woke up, Rechaim Vital brings in his Sefer, he writes, the Rechaim told us two different svarim. But the Rechaim, he writes in his sefer that they asked him, what was going on over there? So he said it would take him, listen to this, 80 years. How long did the Arizal sleep for? 10 minutes, I don't know. But it would take him 80 years to try to explain what the conversation was about that was going on in the dream. This is the Helik Arizal, the Meister mit the Vilna Goyim. One time on Sukkot, the Vilna Goyim they saw was Agumas Nefesh. And anybody knows by the Goyim, you see a different times in Meister Rav, in Shulchan Aruch, the mitzvah Sukkot is the Yoyim Simchatzchem. Chag HaSukkot is the Yoyim Simcha. And the Goyim says it's the hardest mitzvah to be Mekayim. You know the Goyim is obviously preparing for the mitzvah of Simcha to be constantly the Simcha. And they saw the Goyim on Sukkot was not the Simcha. He wasn't the Simcha. They asked the Goyim, what's the problem? The Goyim said, this morning, listen to the Goyim, he had a dream last night. Again, last night for the Goyim means like 18 minutes, you know, place, not two times chai, like one chai, right? 18 minutes that the Goyim slept. In those 18 minutes that the Vilna Goyim, the Helik of Vilna Goyim slept, he got 2,260 pshatim in the Pasik, Aluze Banegev. 2,200, I'm not dreaming, 2,260 pshatim in that Pasik. And you know what happened when he woke up? Everybody knows the Vilna Goyim Shita is that you're not allowed to learn before Birkas HaTorah, even in thinking the Shita of the Vilna Goyim, which perhaps was written as if we chalish is what you could. So the Vilna Goyim couldn't write it down, and by the time he said Birkas HaTorah, he forgot all of the Pshatim. And then you want to know why I'm upset? Put me in a dream. Is there what's going on in the dream? In a dream from the Vilna Goyim, when the Shammah is as Eiffel connected, when it's connected, that's what goes on in the dream. It's a Maisa with the Chazon Ish. I heard this Maisa, Einikel of the Stifler, a great nephew. He said, Chazon Ish, one time he said, Chazon Ish, that's the opposite story. Azar Gvaldika Simcha. That chapter is said, Gvald Mamish, Chazon Ish, it's not a showcase, Chazon Ish. And he saw him with Gvaldika Simcha. And they pushed Chazon Ish, wow, what happened? It looked like a face, wow. Chazon Ish said, no, last night he had a machlekes with the Vilna Goyim. The milk, this time I won. That's a dream. This is a dream. This is what we see. It's being attached to the neshama. One more story. The dreams, they'll be back in the dreams or not. It's a do, I can't go through it, but the Nisim and the twice that happened in Shanghai, everybody knows already the whole story, they're called Mir Yeshiva, and from the fact that the base measures that was built 20 years before and nobody knew why, and every bacher to the number was an exact seat for that bacher. Mamish, it came out, there was not room for one more bacher in the Shanghai. And it was Yadua that there was sakonis and fashis every day, different decisions that had to be made. We think, the Japanese, they were just as bad as the Yamach Shemaisa to a certain extent. So there were shaylas every day, should they move, should they go, should they run away, this, that. Every shayla went to a chatzkel. That's what Chaim Moisa said when the Mir left. Every shayla goes to a chatzkel. If chatzkel is given, the Moisa Sador, the Yudaya Sador, you go to a chatzkel. So he, one of the times, many times they went to a chatzkel, and he would say things which the computer sounded in the sugar. It's a bunch of crazy. Sometimes he'd tell them, yeah, we're staying, even though they got messages and they heard rumors and this, that they have to get out of here. They heard one story, they had a rumor, that the place, they're going to bomb the place. And they got a reliable source to the extent that Sabachim came, and Chatzkel said, we're not going. And the Balkan came to Chatzkel and they said, the Bissaroitif. And one Balkan was giving almost Meshigah. And he took a knife. He took a knife to Chatzkel and said, the Bissaroitif. I'm going to kill you. You Bissaroitif. He's telling everybody, say, you're right. And Chatzkel took the Balkan. And Chatzkel told them, Herzachai, I want to tell you something. Every decision that I listen to myself, every decision that I make with anything, the night before, one of my three rebbes comes to me. Either the Zin from the Alta Slobodka, the son of the Alta Slobodka, or the Eitan from the Alta Slobodka, or Rabbi Ruchim himself, and he tells me what to do. And you're going to not listen to me. And what happened? No, we know. All the whole America was saved. All the rebbes that came out of the marriage, everybody was saved. All this from a dream, so we see a dream is epis. But we're left, we have problems. The Gemara tells us, and you get a dream, Le'aleinu, a person has a dream, he dies, this, what do? You do you not the Bechulei? So I'm going to tell you first the first klal. There's a comma klal. Klal number one, again, to give all the klal, this is, like the science says, mystical, I don't know the word mystical means, but it's something is beyond, something will need, something that is beyond, the clone we can give. Again, person has any shayla, avada yes, shayla chacham, what's the shayla? Avada, shayla's chacham on a dream. I'll put the clone, clown number one. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Nun Hey, something in mother, any dream but a bathtub. Learn the way the Rishayim learn, what does it mean, any dream but a bathtub? It's bathtub, it means to fast. Any dream but a dream after a fast. What does it mean? It means a dream that comes after a fast day, say the Rishayim, that's how we paskin. We don't miss out that dream. Because why? And this is the biggest story in dreams. Kasos Mefur in Alok and Simin Reish Chav, Mishtabur over there, Shartzin, Tivkotin, Aleph. And Al-Kachulchen and Simin Reish Chav, Tivkotin, Dab. Also brings the same insight. Any dream that we understand where this dream came from. This dream came because that day you were, you're mutcher. There's something that's wrong with you. You're fasting, you're this. So then there's already a reason that we understand why you had a hard day. And when you have a hard day, already we say that whatever the dream that you had that night, we're going to be misyaches to the daytime. For example, a person, Lamach, I'll give an example. Somebody recently had a shiloh. I remember I was finally asked, they had a shiloh, that they had a shiloh, should they do a certain operation? They had a dream, they're going to die in the operation. That they were supposed to have. And the Yashiv told them without blinking, do the operation. No, but what's this? Because he said, and he asked him one question. He said, you're nervous in the operation? Well, he said, nervous in the operation? What's that? I'm telling you, I'm coming over here. I'm going to have dreams. No, no. I'm not nervous in the operation. He said, but who I should be buying? That's what I should be thought. About the thought, that dream, when we could be misyaches to it, we understand that the dream was based on the fact that that day you were ungezet, you did, you that. The Tashbait says in one place, you know where dreams come from? If you ate a big steak, you get indigestion. You ate too big a steak, this big, you know? And you have indigestion, it causes things in your body. He calls that the shaydim, that the Gemara in Nun Hei in Brachas is talking about. That doesn't mean shaydim, he said. It means shaydim, things that come from the side. You have other sources that we could be misyaches this dream to. Other reasons we understand why you had this dream. But not chalila, that we should come out thinking, okay, so everything I can be misyaches. I'll give you two more. And one time I had a bacher, because I know people say, they told me, Chaim Kanievsky says, nowadays, you know, now our dreams are nothing. And there are some, you shouldn't even say this, some place can say this, because they say we have such sorrows and such this, so we know our dream came from this. One time bacher came to me, dreamed he died. The bacher dreamed he died. I told bacher, listen, not shayla for me, it's a shayla for the galata. Don't go with me. Let's go to Chaim Kanievsky. Go to Nevar Kanievsky. Anyway, we went to Chaim Kanievsky. I was expecting, I wanted to calm down the bacher. I don't know what's going to be with me. This, that. Told me he was afraid to get in the car. I told him, don't worry, I obviously went in a different car. But you know, I'm afraid, you know, it was just a shit. Kids, we went to Chaim Kanievsky. I'm expecting Chaim to tell him, dreams nowadays. That. Chaim Kanievsky said to him, sounds a lot better in the language. He says, basically, shape up or ship out. Now, Chaim Kanievsky did not tell him, the dream means, that's it. Start writing a will. You're going to die. That's not what it means. The Boyer Oyvav is the one who gave this dream. He doesn't send you the dream to just tell you what's the future. You're going to die. That's not the pshat. Chaim Kanievsky tells the Gevaldik Yisoyer. Did you think about that you're going to die during the day? That's the first question asked to your Chaim. He says, no. No. Did you get into a near-death accident today? No. No. Did somebody tell? Did you hear somebody else? Like, no. So, you know what? You got a message from the Boyer Oyvav. Do tshuva. That's what he's telling you. A dream is something that we can understand where it comes from. No, then maybe we won't be misyaches. But otherwise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to you. He doesn't just say, but do you have to worry? That's it, I'm going to die. We have a Tzadik Shleimo. We have a Tzadik Himmel. The Tzadik Himmel tells us, what do you do when you get a dream? Like, I'm giving you a message. Read the message. Do tshuva, go weiter. One meisa. No, I'll take another meisa. How do you answer the kasha? We don't reckon with dreams. It says over there, we don't reckon with dreams. By the gates of the Gemara, on Cheshen Mishpah, the Mishnah, hey, that the money comes, we don't tell them, it's your money, you get to keep it. Says the Eilika. That's it, the Tashpeh, they all say this inside, is that we're not going to be mighty mammon up here, a dream. A dream is something you have to reckon with. It creates a suffix for us, we have to worry about it, etc. What, can it break the chazaka? You know, you have a dream. The chicken in your fridge is trafe. Right? That's it. The Kadashi helped his kosher. My dream helped his trade. It can't be voted from a chazaka because of that dream. About enough. But let's say you have a dream. Lamasha. You have a dream of a shayla v'sakana. Now let me explain the shayla v'sakana. Again, I give an example. I want to have a reaction. Another similar night. A person had a dream a month earlier to not have an operation on his stomach. He wasn't sick or anything. He didn't know what it meant. A month later, he talked about sick. Mamasha night's a shayla. A month later, he talked about sick. And then he had to do a stomach operation. That already Yashu gave very, very serious cheshbonos to the dream. A dream is something you have to reckon with. He wasn't thinking about it. He had no reason to think about it. It's about the message. It's a shayla v'sakana. No, so he said you have to find out what your chances are. Get back. I didn't know what the maskana was there. But he said you have to find out if the doctor said you must do this operation or else da da, or is it just a preventative da? But you have to weigh the dream. Here the dream does weigh. It's not like you're trying to be mighty mammon with the dream. It's not like you're trying to be mighty chazaka with the dream. But you have to be for the dream. It's a shiloh sakana. It's the mice of the Chelkes Yankee brings Rabbi Reich. What was the mice? The mice was that somebody came in a dream three times and he told him to go to move my body to Eretz Yisrael. three times. No, mitzat halachas of pini nesin that we know already. As in Gvur and Simin Shin Samasayim, you're a day, you're allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael. Shin Samasayim. That you're allowed to move the body to Eretz Yisrael. That you're allowed to do. If it's that's going up in Kedusha, that's allowed to. But the Shai was, he came in a dream. He came three times. I'm not even a family member, the guy said. Do I have to move the body? So at first, says Rav Reish, says no. He came in a dream. He says, well, you can't be Moitzi Momin. What, are we going to expect you to carry the body yourself? You know, like the story of Kibbutz Avei, you don't have to spend your money, so go walk to your parents in Poland. No, but Akoponim over here, what? We're going to make the person carry the body. He said, that's causing you a loss of money. A dream, because of a dream, we can't make a person lose money. That's how Price said, I first wanted to paskin. So therefore, you don't have to listen to the dream. He came three times, me. You know, the guy comes to me three times. Move my body, carry to 12 on the next plate. About three times. So he said, move my body. Rav Reish writes back, no, you don't have to move the body because we can't be mighty mumming up your dream. But then he ends off one thing, Sefer Hasidim. Sefer Hasidim is a very scary mitzvah. It's a person who used the extra wood from a keter. There's a keter over there. And he used the extra wood from that keter in order to make himself like a violin or something. I don't know, banjo, I don't know what he made over there. And all the people, the mace came in the dream and told him, don't you dare use the extra pieces of wood from the keter to make yourself the banjo. And he said, but this dream, they make a violin, my mind and the light of my nature. Not this place, I don't know. And he said, the mace came back. He said, you play that fiddle, you're going to die. Sefer Chassidim brings this mice. You know the credence that the Chazal gave, the Sefer Chassidim, the Hilkat of Yehuda Chosid. And he says, if you make that banjo, you're going to die. You play that banjo, you're going to die. You're going to get sick and die. What happened? He made the banjo. He got sick. He was right about to die. The son took the banjo to the kever. He takes the banjo to the kever and breaks it over. He takes the banjo and he breaks it over the kever of this person. The guy got up, walked away, no problem. Like nothing happened to him. Says the Sefer Chassidim, that's already something we have to reckon with in a dream. Memela says, Rabbi Reich, I don't know. This guy's hiding, he feels mavuza. He wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe you do have to reckon with a dream. It's not something that we can just write off like that. But it's something you have to reckon with. But again, if a person... somebody came to me 2 days ago, and he said to me, that's what I was thinking when I was thinking of dreams. He told me that he had a dream that he lost all this money in the stock market. Tell me one thing. Before you ask me the Shah to send Rav Yashar, it's a big ace, it's not so easy to send Shah to Rav Yashar. Just tell me one thing. What went on in the stock market today? I don't know what to talk about. Regular day in the stock market. Okay. He said to me, yeah, the only person that got killed was my partner. You were thinking the whole entire day about losing money in the stock market. No, I wasn't thinking. I was thinking about how he lost all his money in the stock market. I'll call Rav Yashar. Okay. If you say it, we know what you do, get stuck, get this. But that's a dream that we don't have to reckon with, Rabbi Yisai. And now, in the last few minutes that we have, Rabbi Yisai, now we know which dreams we do reckon with, which dreams that we don't. And let's go through, what do you do? You have this bad dream, but you have this bad dream, what do you do now? So we see already, the Gemara tells us, number one, the first thing, before we start, we want to avoid the bad dream. Kriyish Malamita. Kriyish Malamita is a knife. You say the Kriyish Malamita, and you know what you did? You turned your bed from a goyish bed, you know, one third of your life, you sleep. One third, right? For one third of your life to bist a goy. One third of your life, he's a goy. 5 minutes, look what the investment, Pasha, right? 5 minutes, Kriyishma Lamita, Pasha investment, no? And you just turn a third of your life into the biggest tzaddik in the world. You made your bed into a Jewish bed. That's one eitzah, say the bridge right away, the Tosh, you have to say, oh, that's right away, you make that eitzah, and right away, you save yourself from bad dreams also. No, I once got an eitzah when I was a younger bacher. It told me, say one Mishnah, learn one shtickle thing before you go to sleep, because you see how the dreams affect what's going to be. The Marshot tells us, what does the Gemara mean, that the only real dream is the dream that you have in Shachas? You know what it means? The dream of the morning dreams. What does it mean? It doesn't mean sleep late. It means that when you dream at night, that's coming off of the whole day's events. So the real dream are the dreams that you have later in the night, which have no connection anymore to the original day. Then, look, that's already an eitzah. Right before we go to sleep, we don't want to have bad dreams, learn a shtickle mishnah. You know, you fall asleep also, don't worry. You learn a shtickle something, a little gemara, a little something, and then you went to sleep like a yid. Kriyish Malamita, like a yid, number one. Number two, you have a bad dream. What are the eitzahs? Chazal tells us already. Number one, hatavas cholam. It's a real thing. Hatavas cholam, you say shalosh shalims, you say shalosh hafachtas, switches, and shalosh pedoyim. who make on Tavis Cholim, you take three people that like you. The Gemara says, Biskerov is Machbid on this. I heard from Ramesh Shemba, the only one happening Machbid that they're Oyabim. People that like you to do this on Tavis Cholim. Why do you have to do that Tavis Cholim? It doesn't mean you have to take people like you, because otherwise he's going to sit with you after Shul to do that Tavis Cholim. It means because they're trying to turn around the dream. So when they're trying to turn around the dream, it has to be people, not the people. Ah, you dreamed you died? So did I. It wasn't that nice, but so that's about it. Something that a person, you have to get people that like him in order to switch around that dream, number one. Number two, if you can't find three people that like you, I always have this problem. You can't find three people like me. So you get one Talmud Chachim, and that's already also enough. B'di'evit, you can use one Talmud Chachim. Number two, number three, the Paiskim say they can even be craven. Number four, you're even allowed to do it at night. Adabah, some Paiskim say it's better to do it at night. If you fasted that day, maybe you should dafka do it at night. But the Mishabura says, do it first thing in the morning when you wake up. Number four, number five, the lady also has to do a Tavis Cholim. How's she going to do it? It's not so easy. You can't come to shul, obviously. So what's she going to do? So the Paiskim say, number one, she can use Kreidim. Number one, the Paiskim say, Amiko, even maybe to use Ketanim. As long as he's a Bar Das, not a Bar Das, he's a bar Hochi already, 7, 8, 9, he already knows and understands. So you can, B'di'evit, you can even use, or the husband, Kimoi, that he's able to do a Tavis Cholim, the husband's also able to do the Hafara, the Tavis Cholim also, for his wife, I even saw some, this I never saw anywhere, but I saw the Paiskim Dan at Sad, I never saw this gun. But the Paiskim say, maybe even ladies could work. Once you see the holy sight of that Thomas Cholim, it's just a Matthias, you change it around, say, this is good, this dream is good. So maybe even ladies could do such a thing. Could be. The Paiskim say, even allowed to run Shabbos because the Shiloh Pekuch Nefesh. Also, the Paiskim say, next, that's a Thomas Cholim. What else is the other eight? So the Paiskim tell us that the Gemara brought the Halacha, Gemara cited the Lamed Tes. Also, Shulchan Aruch and Simin Kuf Lach. Well, there it says that a person doesn't know what he dreams during the Birchus Chayanim. He should say the special nusach of the Tzihi Dotsin. That's what he said. Dafk over there to make sure that the dream turns good. That works when? That when for a person, a lot of places can say, he doesn't know what he dreamed. Then you could rely on that. No, some people can say, fable, you know, if you can't get a Tavis Cholim together, you can't. You could be Seimich on that. And it's a big Chiddush, because you're going to wind up saying this he walks in the middle of the Birchus Kehanim. Mamish, while the Birchus Kehanim is taking place. The Pais can say, let's say in England, there's no Birchus Kehanim. What do you have to wait till the Shalosh Regalim? So, says in Mishtabura, you're allowed to say that Tavis Cholim Nusich through Elokei Elokei Vaseinu till Sim Shalom, and finish the word Shalom with the Ami, and that will go back and be Mahatach to Shalom. One last thing, Rabbi said, the Tainus Cholim, we know also the concept of Tainus Cholim, but a lot of priests can say nowadays, Shabbat Ador, better from having a Tainus Fever. Better to exist the whole day, you don't, and what are you going to do? Have a Tainus, get all Ungas, that's called, you know, that's not good. That Tainus is going to be a kishuf for you, Rabbi said. Make a Tainus Cholim instead. If you're a weak person, you can't fast, and also it's better for you maybe just to make a Tainus Fever. And with that, Chavis Cholim, the center, I'll end with the story. Maisa mit Rav Gifter. Ah, as a Maisa. So then a Maisa mit Rav Gifter. Rav Gifter, there was a story. He had to go to a Chasana. And he brought with him 8 people. And they didn't matzliach. They didn't make it to the Chasana. This Maisa, I heard from a Talmud who was there, Rav Maisa. He was there. It is a dream. Dreams are nothing, right? Dreams are nothing. He was there. The person, they went. They got stuck in a snowstorm. They had to be grounded in the middle of nowhere. That's where they got grounded. Nowhere. They got off the plane. That's it. They grounded in the Chasana. This, that. They started to daven minor. They asked some attendant over there, where can we daven? Where can we pray? Where can we pray? No, they didn't have a kumas open. They said, no, leave over there. No. They tried to find. He told me, you guys came to pray? All of a sudden, this attendant gets all excited. Go over here in this special room. They start davening. Obviously, they didn't have a minion. They daven. After they finish, the attendant says to them, Kaddish! You? Right? Shake it. You want Kaddish? No. Excuse me, we need to have 10 people to take out. What happened? He says Kaddish. After the Maisa, tells him, you're not going to believe this. He says, me, the Levites came from the Dead, I went for 15 years ago. And my father came back to me in a dream last night. And my father heard it from the person in the Maisa. He came back to me in a dream last night. And my father said to me, don't you know tomorrow is my Yahrzeit? Go and say Kaddish for your old tata in the grave. He said, boss, I live in the middle of nowhere. Where am I getting it? He said, I'm going to send you a minion. You'll say Kaddish? He said, yeah. He woke up. Didn't think about it as well, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him a minion.